Regarding the setbacks of the cautionary use locations, I would argue that the property line setback is not practicable in a lot of situations. That would essentially create a 3,000-foot corridor to try and buffer between 1,500 feet on each side. That can make it difficult for routing. The waiver process, not quite sure if that is a process that is supposed to be submitted by the landowner itself. I would argue that the applicant applying for the conditional use permit would submit that as part of the application, so as not to burden landowners. And I don't know that there is a timing process in the ordinance as it exists today, so I'd ask that some sort of timeline be applied to the ordinance itself, just for planning purposes, and so we can all be on the same page.